from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Stop me if you've heard this one before. A major tech company is facing bans on selling its gadgets in the U.S., except this time it's not Apple, but Korean company Samsung. It has to do with some of the technology in older Samsung phones. You may remember Apple dodged a similar threat to selling some iPhone and iPad models last week. That was when President Obama overturned an International Trade Commission ban on selling Apple's older devices here. Today, the ITC is expected to make a decision on banning old Samsung phones because they infringe on Apple patents. Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
To avoid getting tangled in the menacing jungle that is patent law, let's start with a simple question. Why would the administration veto the commission's ban on iPhones and iPads, even if the company was found to be infringing on Samsung's patents? The answer? It's for the public good.
What the administration is saying is, well, sometimes just let the infringement continue because taking some step might harm the public interest.
Dennis Crouch is a law professor and the author of the patent blog Patently O. In this case, the public interest is not just about our desire for iPhones and iPads. It's about standard essential patents. That means patents that cover an essential piece of the technology needed to make a device function.
The administration also focused on Samsung's prior statements that it was going to be willing to license its patents in kind of a reasonable way.
In other words, the administration doesn't think Samsung lived up to that promise. Rochelle Dreyfus teaches law at NYU.
The harder question is, what's a reasonable rate? Because the patentee says a reasonable rate is a high figure. Everybody else in the industry says, no, a reasonable rate is a low figure. And that's why there are so many of these cases.
The latest case will play out today in a federal appeals court. Apple wants the court to ban some of Samsung's older smartphones. If the court rules in favor of Apple, it could force Samsung to change designs for future products. But the ban will have little financial effect on Samsung. Those smartphones Apple wants banned, they account for less than 1% of Samsung's sales. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.